Journeys by Eleanor Dwyer. There is always a first time. Who can tell where that first time may lead? Little did I know how significant this particular first time would become for me. Mid-50s on a bright summer day. The smell of leather in our recently purchased Vauxhall Wyvern, a ZW1784. Its number forever etched on my mind. 3 overexcited small children and a baby in my mother's arms. Did we sing, "How much is that doggy in the window?" Probably many times. Not unusually, the older two were squabbling. Over the bickering came our father's voice. "Close your eyes." "Why?" came both voices in unison. "Just do," was the response. Obediently, eyes tight shut, we waited. "Now, open them." "Look, there it is." As we rounded the bend, we saw it. A fairy tale castle to my child's eyes. That is the famous Rock of Cashel. Coming from the flat plains of Kildare, the scene was magical. Large open countryside surrounded by hills, bathed in sunshine. "That is the Golden Vale," pointed Mum. "Is there gold there?" my sister asked. "No," Mum answered. "It's not like a ring or a bracelet, but it has rich, fertile soil, a land of plenty. The type of lands that many have fought over, the scenes of fierce battles in olden times." We listened as Dad drives on to stories of monks and monasteries, too young to really understand. The rock itself was home for the kings of Munster. But his tale of the devil's bit was fearsome. The devil a very real presence to us, the stuff of nightmares. Our young minds more frightened than ever by the size of a mouth capable of biting such a great lump of rock. Fortunately, the rock imagined as a fairy tale castle like those in our bedtime stories made the greater impression. These earliest memories and foretaste of my future in this striking place were followed by many years of "First to see the rock" on our annual trip to Cork, the birthplace of our parents. Its appearance, whether in glorious sunshine or brooding cloud, marked a precious time. The real gateway of our journey southwards, with its anticipation of the warmth of welcome from the uncles, aunts, and most especially for us, the cousins. Marriage in the mid-70s led to a home in rural Cashel and into a family rooted here, whose ancestry can be traced back for several hundred years. Therefore, I am not a blow-in. I was invited in. The rocks and stones, the foundation of this seat of power and learning, are in the essence of my children and grandchildren. The early trips and stories have given way to greater knowledge of its heritage, its uniqueness, and my sense of place. All life has been lived around this rocky fortress, bloody, caring, healing, educating, using nature's abundance, travel back and forth to local and distant places, even to the great monastery of Regensburg, a repository of illustrated manuscripts from here. What was their journey like? Unlike ours with our fast and easy forms of transport. Richer, certainly, absorbing the sounds, tastes, smells and marvels as they travelled. Today, I bring the visiting grandchildren to the rock. We look out and see nearby Hoare Abbey, Sinone Castle, the Devil's Bit. I wander a lot, trying to open young minds to the skills of craftsmen, the work of monks, nuns, kings and bishops, the everyday life of people. But in vain. They see a vast forest inhabited by bears, wolves, foxes, even dragons. The enemies are coming! Quickly they crouch, imaginary arrows at the ready. With bloodied enemies on the run, the slopes become the focus. Places to roll, run, race to the perimeter wall, and I hoping to get them back safe in one piece to their parents. Their noisy enjoyment is palpable. Visitors from many lands smile or frown, but some young at heart grandads wistfully wish they too could join them. Only bribery cajoles them to leave, down the steep path of the dead and into town, with a short stop to look at the murals on the marked wall. One figure in particular stands out for them and is quickly named Desperate Dan after the comic hero. Finally, our destination. Where but Grogan's for an ice cream with all the toppings? No former residents of the Rock ever tasted this delicacy. What will their memories be?